It's new treatment for advanced prostate cancer. So we're discussing Pluvicto. Our guest, Dr. Sean Collins. He's professor of radiation oncology and vice chair of faculty affairs radiation oncology at the University of South Florida. This is Community Connect, presented by Tampa General Hospital. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi there, Dr. Collins. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. This is an important topic.
Absolutely. Let's get right to it. Great to have you aboard. So first, there are multiple forms of prostate cancer. Some may not be aware of that, including an advanced one called castrate-resistant metastatic prostate cancer. So in a nutshell, can you tell us what that is?
So the primary treatment for metastatic prostate cancer is androgen deprivation therapy. Men have high levels of testosterone. Testosterone is important in maintaining muscle mass, bone density, and sexual function. Unfortunately, it allows prostate cancer to grow. Castrate-resistant prostate cancer has learned how to grow in the absence of testosterone, and it has limited treatment options, and it's an aggressive cancer.
And so one treatment option, as we alluded to at the top, and it's relatively new, Pluvicto. So what is it and how does it work?
So Pluvicto, or lutetium PSMA-617, is a new targeted radioactive medicine used to treat castrate-resistant prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body. It is a radioligand therapy, so it combines a targeting molecule or a ligand with a radioactive material, lutetium-177. The targeting molecule binds to the PSMA receptor, a protein found abundantly on prostate cancer cells, and then the radioactive material emits radiation that damages and kills those cancer cells.
And just to back up for a moment, Doc, when you say castrate-resistant, what does that mean, actually?
So castrate-resistant means the cancer cells can grow in the absence of testosterone. So the first treatment for metastatic prostate cancer is to lower testosterone. But prostate cancer cells learn how to grow in the absence of testosterone, and that's called castrate-resistant prostate cancer.
Interesting. Gotcha. Okay, so how exactly is Pluvicto administered?
So it is given as an IV infusion. Patients don't need to fast, do not have to do any other preparation before receiving the infusion. Generally, an IV is placed in the arm to deliver the treatment. The injection only takes a few minutes. There's a period of observation for approximately 1 hour, and then the patient goes home. Patients are radioactive following the treatment and need to limit direct contact with their friends and family for a few days to a few weeks. The treatment typically involves 6 separate infusions given approximately every 6 weeks. We typically check patients every 3 weeks to assess response to treatment with a test called the PSA blood test. We also, every 3 weeks, look for side effects, and that includes taking a blood sample. If you're doing well and responding well to the treatment, you continue the therapy for the 6 sessions.
And so what are the benefits for the patient compared with traditional treatment?
Right. So a lot of these patients don't have any other options. They've already failed traditional hormonal therapy. They failed second-line treatment with androgen receptor pathway inhibitors, and their only option is really chemotherapy. But these men are in their 70s, 80 years old, and chemotherapy has a lot of side effects. A lot of them aren't even candidates for chemotherapy. So Pluvicto gives you a treatment option to treat this cancer.
Well, speaking of being a candidate, Pluvicto, am I right, may not be for everyone. So who's a candidate and who's not?
So if you have castrate-resistant prostate cancer and you failed treatment with androgen receptor pathway inhibitors and you're not a candidate for chemotherapy or it's appropriate to delay chemotherapy, then you're a candidate for Pluvicto. You would get this special type of scan called a PSMA PET scan to verify that your cancer expresses the PSMA receptor. And the vast majority of prostate cancers express this receptor. So most patients are candidates.
So we mentioned at the top, Doc, that there are various forms of cancer. Where does this one fit on the spectrum in terms of how common it is? And you mentioned age. Does it typically affect older men?
Prostate cancer is a disease of aging. It's not your fault. You did nothing wrong. Men, as they get older, if they live into their 70s, 80s, they have a very high chance of getting prostate cancer. There are some groups of patients that are more at risk. If you have a family history of prostate cancer or if you're African-American descent, you have a higher risk of prostate cancer. 1 in 6 men will get prostate cancer in their lifetimes. So especially with the aging population, where we're living into our 80s and our 90s, it's becoming a bigger and bigger problem every year.
And having said that, what about this particular form of prostate cancer?
So unfortunately, 200,000 men in the United States get prostate cancer a year, but only the ones who develop castrate-resistant prostate cancer die from it. So the 30,000 men a year in the United States that die of prostate cancer usually die from castrate-resistant prostate cancer that has become resistant to all available therapies. And this medication, Pluvicto, gives them an option to at least control this cancer for months to years.
So in other words, to clarify, most men that get prostate cancer, fortunately, will not die from it. But you're saying those that will, it's typically going to be because of this.
Because of this, because their cancer progressed in their lifetime and that they now have castrate-resistant prostate cancer.
How about the potential side effects here?
This drug's actually really well tolerated. Common side effects are fatigue, dry mouth, dry eyes, constipation, and nausea, but these usually don't limit the therapy. It can also cause drops in your blood counts. So we do check your blood every 3 months, but these are usually only small drops in the blood counts and usually don't cause you any symptoms.
Of course, before any new treatment option is available, it has to undergo extensive clinical trial testing. So when it comes to that, how effective has Pluvicto proven to be?
It's been shown to be very effective in clinical trials. The biggest trial was the VISION trial that showed significantly improvement in overall survival in patients with metastatic castrate-resistant prostate cancer. Pluvicto also extends quality of life. So it's not just about how long you live. It's also about the quality of life. So men with castrate-resistant prostate cancer can have symptoms like bone pain, decreased mobility, and this medication can decrease bone pain and improve mobility.
A few other things. You mentioned earlier that for patients undergoing this treatment, it's typically their only option, their last option, unfortunately. As a result, compared with someone that would have a lesser form of cancer, quote unquote, does it make it easier to accept going through this treatment because there's really not much to discuss in the way of weighing one treatment versus another?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, these patients have received most of the standard treatments for prostate cancer. This medication is so valuable. I actually think what's going to happen in the future is that patients will be getting this medication earlier and earlier. When you do clinical trials on new drugs, unfortunately, you start with patients that have the most to gain. But I predict in the future that Pluvicto will be used earlier in the disease course.
So in other words, it could be used for patients that have prostate cancer that doesn't only fall into this particular category.
I predict the future that it'll be used in earlier. We have to do the trials and make sure that there's actually truly a benefit, but I predict that it'll be used earlier in the disease course in the future.
Wow. So that's big, isn't it? Because as you know better than anyone, Doc, because prostate cancer, as you pointed out, affects so many men, most men, if they live long enough, this could really be a game changer, right?
I'm actually lucky that we have it available to us at Tampa General Hospital. And I think this is just one in the first class of these radionucleotide therapies. There will be more coming in the future, I'm sure.
And speaking of Tampa General Hospital and you and yours offering the Pluvicto treatment, why would you recommend that someone who needs it come to TGH for it?
I love TGH Hospital. It's the region's only academic health system. We offer the most advanced technology for all stages of prostate cancer, including metastatic prostate cancer. I love our prostate cancer team. I work with great urologists, radiation oncologists, medical oncologists that specialize in prostate cancer. So I couldn't be at a better place than Tampa General Hospital.
There's really nothing men can do during the course of their life from a lifestyle standpoint to reduce the risk of prostate cancer, or is there, right?
The other thing is that I would say most likely most men die of heart disease or strokes, not prostate cancer. So I think a healthy lifestyle is really important for living to an old age. Unfortunately, prostate cancer is a disease of aging, and it's not your fault. Even if you took great care of yourself, you still can get prostate cancer. So to me, men try to blame themselves for what they did or did not do. It has nothing to do with that. It's just a disease of aging.
And getting the PSA test to get screened on a regular basis, starting when you're in your 40s, is generally recommended. And just give people an idea, joining us, Doc, how important that is and how life-saving that can be, right?
So one of the saddest things I have in my life is when someone comes to Tampa General Hospital with back pain, they get a PSA and it's 2000 and they have prostate cancer in every bone in their body. Because I just think, I mean, if they just would have gotten a PSA test in their 40s, if they have a family history, or in their 50s, if they don't, this could have been prevented. So to me, get your PSA once a year if you're over the age of 50. Make sure you don't ignore it, because to me, I don't want to have to tell you that you're not curable.
Indeed. So simple to do and yet so crucial to do it, right?
I usually get mine during the first day of the football season. So when the Buccaneers start playing in September, I usually get my PSA test.
And that way, they're still in first place, 0-0, right?
I mean, that way you don't forget it. So I would tie your PSA test to an important thing in your life that you know you won't forget.
And like most men will eventually get prostate cancer, I think it's safe to say most men in this country follow the NFL. So it's a perfect mix.
I mean, to me, I think PSA screening and football should go together.
It's one of the few things that is big in this country, unfortunately, prostate cancer, that the NFL has not partnered with yet, right?
Everything usually starts with breast cancer and then goes on to prostate cancer. So to me, I'm hoping that the NFL recognizes their errors and their ways, and they will support it in the future.
Absolutely. And then finally, in summary, doctor, how rewarding is it for you to be able to offer this relatively new treatment that, as you pointed out, could be so big in this area?
One of the main reasons why I moved to Tampa General Hospital is because I knew that I would have the ability to provide this treatment for my patients. It was one of the most important factors in my move to Tampa General Hospital.
Well, folks, we trust you're now more familiar with Pluvicto for treating advanced prostate cancer. Dr. Collins, please keep up all your great life-saving work, life-extending work, and thanks so much again.
Thanks for having me. And to me, I love my job. I love taking care of men with prostate cancer. We have an amazing team here of nurses, dosimetrists, physicists, and we would love to help take care of you.
Absolutely. And for more information, please visit tgh.org/cancer. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, subscribe, and follow Community Connect presented by TGH on your favorite podcast platform. Also, share it on your social media. I'm Joey Waller, and thanks again for being part of Community Connect presented by Tampa General Hospital.